plate a potential nugget.
Picking on that piece about identity vacuum, or let's say the liminality phase where your identity is between the two states, what are some of the, let's say, tips or suggestions you have for people to sleep well at night during that phase?
I think the biggest thing is finding some kindred spirits who are going through that too, so that you don't think it's just you who are going crazy. So that's one. And then the other thing is, I have found this consistently. So it's been now, I don't know, is it 20 years since Working Identity? The book's been out a bit, but it really does hold up, because I guess everybody I meet tells me their career transition stories. You need the kindred spirits, because that period betwixt and between is very hard on your life partner. Your life partner freaks out. Right. You know, sometimes it's the money, like the livelihood of the family, if you've been the breadwinner. Sometimes it's just the sanity. Sometimes they're going through it too. But it's just, it's really, you know, for them, because if they're not in it, they're thinking, plan and implement, just pick something and execute. What is all of this wishy-washy? And they don't understand that it's, you're going through a process that is more intuitive and more discovery based. And if you try to force it, you'll make a dumb mistake. So I think kindred spirits, having tolerance for your spouse who's just trying to keep you from doing something stupid, but just doesn't, you don't really understand what this is like until you go through that process yourself.
And I was talking to Stuart Friedman of Wharton, who talks about work life. And he talks about managing expectations of the stakeholders, including your life partner, as a key element. So in your experience, is it a one-on-one conversation between the person and the spouse? Or do you think there are other creative things that people do to bring them in?
I think you communicate a lot. But I also think that, you know, couples are delicate things. And I think that this transition process make some couples stronger, and it brings out the worst in others, and that's because, you know, kind of the roles we play in personal life and in career, they kind of come together a lot, and you start undoing something, and it's hard for the other bits to hold up, because you, in a certain way, by changing, you might not be holding up your end of a bargain that was negotiated either explicitly or not. You know, and I've had people say, my spouse feels like this was not the deal that he signed up for, or what she signed up for. And the thing is, there is no permanent deal that's going to take you through any relationship. It's a constant conversation.
The point Herminia makes about being in close touch with the spouse is quite a profound one. What people don't realize is that by default, most people around you expect you to quickly get to an answer in a short period. The notion of liminality and exploring possibilities and multiple selves is quite fuzzy and unsettling for the rest, even if they get the broad idea. So the onus is on the person going through the transition to be in close touch with the family members and give them comfort around what they're doing and align them on the thinking process. One of the earlier guests on the podcast was Professor Stuart Friedman of Wharton, who spent decades researching work-life integration. He says that if you have to move things around in your work and in your life, you need to have authentic conversations with the people around you on what really matters and carry them along.
The basic idea there is, what you want to find out from people as you're trying to discover new ways of doing things that are good for both of you, or agreements that are going to work for both of you, win-wins, you've got to get past the position and to the underlying interest. So what do you really care about? Well, I want you to be home more. Well, okay. But what's really important to you? Well, I just need you to be around more. Okay. Why is that important to you? Well, so that I know you care about me. That I know you love me. and that you have my interests in mind, and that you're going to do everything you can to, you know, to protect me and to nurture me. Oh, okay. Let's talk about the different ways that I can make that happen, even when I'm not here. So you start to talk about all kinds of creative possibilities instead of arguing over when you're home.
Something similar holds with transitions as well. It's natural for the spouse to get uncomfortable and edgy when you're going through this test and experiment phase of career transition. It's a great opportunity to have authentic conversations with the people around you on what matters, what trade-offs you're willing to make, and what the stop-loss point should be for the experimentation phase. It's a great trigger to have the conversations with your family so that you get your support when you're going through the phase of identity vacuum during the liminal phase that Herminia refers to. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com. The website also has content organized by specific themes in the curated playlist section. Given you're listening to this conversation with Herminia, you might specifically find the themes Reinventing Yourself and Navigational Principles relevant. The playlist Reinventing Yourself is about leaders who were at inflection points and who were courageous to try different things and move to a different context. This includes Amish Tripathi talking about how he moved from a career in financial services to writing. Rupa Kudwa speaks about moving from Crisil to Umidya Network. Papa CJ speaks about moving from management consulting to stand-up. Nanda Nilakeni speaks about moving from Infosys to the UID project and to politics. Atul Kasbekar speaks about moving from being a photographer to becoming a producer. Devdutt Patnaik talks about moving from healthcare to mythology, and so on. Hopefully, the diversity of perspectives will provoke your thinking around how to navigate the transition. The playlist Navigational Principles gives you a flavor of the frameworks that various people used to deal with the various inflection points. In a world with more divergent pathways than before, the quality of the steering wheel is possibly as important, if not more important, than the quality of the engine we have in our car. This playlist gives you some thought starters which will help you build a more robust steering wheel for yourself. You can access these playlists in the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com. And to know more about the leadership and transition advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com. Bye now.